Jeremy Bradley here once again, joining you live from Phoenix, Arizona. The highlights from our exciting trip here are at phoenix.jbonair.com. I'm at the Arizona Science Center with my new friend Heather, who I'm going to challenge to a brainwave spectacular. Tell everybody what that is first off.
Well, Mind Ball is a game where each participant has the opportunity to relax. And the more you relax, the less theta brainwaves that you are emitting, the more chances to win.
And you know, a radio person can shut down their brain very easily. Let me tell you, I know that from experience of 13 years on the air. So that's an interesting little, heads-on exhibit here. And there's also something that I'm going to go slide down that makes some sounds. What am I going to do here?
Oh, you are going to visit our giant stomach. So we all digest, right? Mm. We all eat food. We all have a stomach. So what's more fun than to get into that stomach and then come sliding out the colon?
Now, if I had a nickel for every time I've had the opportunity to do that, right?
I mean, I'd be rich.
I would be. Now, there's something that I know a lot of your guests are just dying to see when they come here. Yeah. She's rolling her eyes. You know what? I just don't expect. Like I said, 13 years on the air, you're not getting any good talent here. But you have a really cool exhibit that just opened. I think it was in February, you said.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Mummies of the World, the exhibition, come face to face with 40 real human and animal mummies from around the world. Most people, you say mummy, what did you think when I first said mummies?
King Tut.
Yep. Right. Egypt, right?
And that's about it. That's my limited knowledge. Again, as a famed radio personality, I don't know science as well as some people here do, but there's so much more to learn. There's more to it than just that,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we know that the Egyptians mummified as part of their religious and cultural practices. Did you know that the Churro tribes in South America actually started mummifying as part of cultural and religious ceremonies thousands of years before the Egyptians?
And I hear that there's a group that had party favors. Or you take home something from a party.
Yeah, our friends from the Victorian era, they really, Egypt mania was a thing back then. And so this was before, obviously right after King Tut's amazing, spectacular tomb of gold coffins and treasures. And people were morbidly curious. And so they would head down, and this was before security, so they would just take home pieces, whether that was, you know, a piece of a mummy or a piece of treasure, they felt empowered to do so.
Now, in honor of that tradition, I have taken a few things here from the Science Center. I'm not going to tell you what, but just try to find out what's missing. I'm not going to get across the border back home to Canada, you know that, if I... We're not condoning stealing, of course. I'm joking.
I was just actually wondering where you were putting them. I don't see any bags, Jeremy.
Just check your jewelry. Okay, so there's so much to do here, and then there's also this weather exhibit that you were telling me about. So we're gonna get a little bit hot and a little bit cold and a little bit wet.
Yeah, and a little bit shooken. Shooken?
Oh, shaken? Shaken.
I don't know. We actually
there's that brainwave challenge that we're gonna have.
Forces of Nature is a truly immersive experience. In this short interactive show, you get to experience an Arizona haboob. You get to, right?
That's the first time for me.
You're gonna get to experience an earthquake, a hurricane, some heat waves, a tornado, and lightning strikes all in about 2.5 minutes.
I'm gonna get struck by lightning here at the Arizona Science Center, everybody. Definitely come in here. Look at the lineup to get in now. Jeez.
Maybe I'm not the person to do this.
13 years on the air and it's going down like this. This is the end of my career. But no, we're having a good time here. And then there's also the theater with the giant screen. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the Irene P. Flynn 5-story giant screen theater. I was telling Jeremy off air that Right now we have a show, Volcanoes, and that's a five-story immersive experience. They actually, through the magic of 3D, are going to go inside an active volcano. And years ago, when I was in Hawaii, I got to take a helicopter into an active volcano, and this show is cooler.
So just to recap, you're going to get thrown into a volcano, struck by lightning, pooped out of a colon. Your brain is going to be, you know, subject to a game that's moving a ball. You're going to be wrapped in a mummy's tomb. What else? I mean, what else do you need? I mean,
the fun doesn't end. And you know what? Speaking of colons, if you...
I don't think that's a segue we have ever used. I'm going to have them check that. Speaking of colons.
Check that.
You know, you take the microphone. You're hosting the show after this. I am done, everybody. This is my last show on the air. You are hearing it here officially at the Arizona Science Center. I'm done. Good night. Mic drop. Go on, speaking of colons.
Actually, so up on level four.
This is just getting
actually, we're getting there. So up on level four, we're actually talking about our APS Solarville. And one of my favorite facts in Solarville is that we can use cow poop to help power windmills.
Where is this show going?
I don't know.
I just got bleeped. I don't know. You know, very rarely does that happen on this show. Okay, so. We've really sold this place today, haven't we? All right, so when we want...
it's all hands-on fun.
It's on colons. Oh, my God. We're live, everybody. Go to our website, if you want, phoenix.jbr.com. If people want to get more information about the...
I'm crying
at the Arizona Science Center. What is the website address? And you're going to ask for Heather to give you the tour.
You're going to go to azscience.org, and certainly they can ask for me.
Oh my God. All right. Wow. Best interview ever on this show, I've got to say. We've had so many celebrities. We've had everything. Heather's the new celebrity.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Let's go back in there and...
We'll see what else we can get in trouble.
They're going to kick us out. All right. Again, phoenix.jbonair.com. Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you so much.